Tonight, a three-day event begins at the University of Buffalo called Reclaiming Our Ancestors 2, a sequel of sorts to a UB workshop of 2 years ago, the successful Reclaiming Our Ancestors, which gathered descendants to examine and discuss their ancestors' slave narratives. The event captured the attention of numerous media outlets, including the New York Times, Fresh Air, and All Things Considered.
Now we'd like to tell you about a remarkable event that took place in Buffalo this weekend. This was a gathering of descendants of men and women who authored books about their lives as enslaved Americans. It was organized by Kari Winter, a professor at the State University of New York at Buffalo. Welcome, Professor Winter. Thank you so much for speaking
Kari
to
Winter,
us.
Kari Winter, UB Professor of Translational Studies, also was organizing this weekend's event. It has a goal of addressing an underlying current of national dysfunction.
So what we have is kind of an amnesiac culture, people who don't remember where they came from. So the aim of the conference is to reconnect the present to the past, to reconnect descendants to their ancestors, and through that, to try to transform and deepen our understanding of history.
Unlike the first event, with mostly closed workshops, Reclaiming Our Ancestors 2 offers mostly free and open events, drawing from across the country a group of scholars, descendants of slaves and slave owners, artists and filmmakers. Tonight at 6, a reception opens the weekend at the Butler Mansion, followed at 7 by a screening of the film Gina's Journey, The Search for William Grimes.
What's it like?
What's what like?
To be free.
The documentary takes on two narratives. Mom, the early 19th century story of William Grimes, who made his way to freedom and authored the first fugitive slave narrative, and his 20th century descendant, Regina Mason, who worked for 15 years to authenticate her ancestor's story. Director Sean Durant, who made his way from California for tonight's event, explains the origins of the film emerged when he attended an author's event.
And when I saw that book signing, the reaction of the crowd, I'd read the narrative, and just seeing all of the interest of the story and seeing how deep it is, it occurred to me that it would make a really good documentary.
From there, 7 years of development. With a growing appreciation for the drama and the remarkable true story, Durant decided it would make for a great film. Professionals were hired to reenact the real-life events. Production elements were added to accent the story.
So although the movie is a documentary, it has the feel of a feature film. It has the acting, the character, the story, the arcs of it. But we still have the direct-to-camera and the educational and the deeper meaning of a documentary.
Understanding of history is crucial to producing a more just present. So says Professor Kari Winter. That theme will be explored throughout the many events on Friday and Saturday. One reflects on the DeWolf family of Rhode Island, the largest slaveholding family in the United States. Winter says a descendant will take to the podium on Saturday.
His name is Tom DeWolf, and his life is now devoted to cultivating conversations between descendants of slaves and descendants of slaveholders to promote historical truth and reconciliation.
Friday's events take place at the Lafayette Hotel, highlighted by a lunchtime session called Food as a Source of Cultural Memory. Saturday sessions move to the Tewksbury Lodge on Ohio Street. Titles include Filmmaking and Social Justice and Muslims in America, Past and Present. While most of the events are free and open to the public, registration is required. A link can be found at WBFO.org. While Reclaiming Our Ancestors 2 looks to cover expansive ground, Winter hopes an overall goal can be achieved.
And it brings history closer and it makes it really clear how the past interpenetrates the present.
For WBFO, I'm Jay Moran.